The Who Can Summarise the Main Election Story in 3 seconds game is won today by the Chancellor, George Osborne.
Who knows what the real numbers are, people say.
Indeed they do, George. And amongst those people, the Institute of Fiscal Studies, Westminster's equivalent of the maths teacher that everyone fears. They've been taking a look at the manifestos and the IFS concludes, as we've just heard in the news, that they've not provided anything like full details on how the deficits will be tackled. So, yes, lots of talk of jam tomorrow, honey on Friday, sunshine on Saturday. Rather less, though, about tax rises in June and spending cuts in July. But don't fall for all that guff about all the parties being the same, says the Institute's Paul Johnson. He says the Conservatives are
looking to get to budget balance over the next 3 years. Some really substantial spending cuts implicit there, but that means we've got the deficit reduction problem done.
Labour, on the other hand, are
a bit less clear about exactly what they want to achieve in terms of deficit reduction, but very clear they're looking at much less in the way of spending cuts over the next few years. A really definite choice.
And we heard earlier the reaction of the Conservatives, Labour, the Lib Dems and the SNP. The IFS didn't look at UKIP and the Greens' numbers. Talking of the Greens, writers are grumbling about the Green Party's plans to make copyright shorter, fair and flexible. Creative scribblers say it would mean authors could not survive. Copyright law currently protects a work for 70 years after an author's death. The Greens have suggested a usual maximum of 14. The Orange Prize winner Linda Grant is amongst those who's not happy. Neither is Philip Pullman. To Bradford next, where George Galloway's in a pretty noisy and ill-tempered battle with Labour as he tries to win again in the west of the city. He's told Sky News he'll run for London Mayor next if he doesn't win again in West Yorkshire. And whilst we're in the White Rose County, today's question of the day comes from the Prime Minister.
Is it time for a Yorkshire, James Bond?
Well, this Dalesman's answer is definitely about time too. David Cameron's suggestion to come. Right, in the absence of any manifesto launches to keep me occupied, how about a round of the answer's yes or the answer's no? Or please, pretty please, give me a straight answer. If you're at a loose end at 2 o'clock of an afternoon, Andrew Neil on the Daily Politics over on BBC Two is lining up the parties to grill them on various topics. It was education today.
Is it acceptable for an education secretary to send their children to a private school? Yes or no, Tristram Hunt?
Yes, in certain circumstances.
No, I mean, yes, we'll do.
Oh, well, yes.
Okay.
That was Labour's shadow education secretary. Next up, the Lib Dems.
David Loss. Yes.
And he said yes too. So what does the Conservative education secretary, Nicky Morgan, think?
They should do what's right for the child.
No, yes or no?
They should do what's right for the child.
So that's a yes. If they thought it was a private school,
yes,
that would be a
yes. Yes, if they thought it were right for the child.
So it's a yes.
It's yes if they think it's right for the child.
Very well.
And the Greens?
Yeah, I'd go with that.
You would?
That was James Humphreys. And here's UKIP MEP Jonathan Arnott.
It's acceptable. What a sad indictment on the state of the country if you feel the need to do that.
Blimey, clear answers. It's left Andrew Neil in need of medical attention.
5 yeses. I know when to quit when I'm ahead. Actually getting a straightforward answer. It's quite an achievement. You have to go and lie in a dark room after this.
Labour has also said teachers who've not qualified or are not working towards qualification by 2020 would be sacked if they win. Next, the Liberal Democrats and leader Nick Clegg promising a cash bonus for carers, paid for, he says, by a new tax on the profits of tobacco firms.
Of course, £250 can never make up for the sacrifices they make. In fact, I don't think you can put a price on the amount of care and sacrifice that carers provide. But at least it's a bit of money which carers can spend as they wish on themselves, to take a day or two off, to just create a bit of space and time for themselves.
Before I forget, happy St George's Day if you're celebrating. UKIP say today should become a bank holiday in England.
People have been encouraged to believe that national pride is exclusive, or that it's dangerous, or that it's bigoted, and should therefore be discouraged.
Peter Whittle is UKIP's culture spokesman.
We think that such cultural self-loathing is destructive. We believe that benign patriotism is a force for good, a force for unity.
And before I go back to God's Own County and 007, the Prime Minister's been on radio station Magic and was asked who should replace Daniel Craig.
Is it time for a Yorkshire James Bond? Is it time for William Hague? He's fit, he's healthy, he does yoga, he can probably crack a man's skull between his kneecaps.